So it's a clue. So there's a whole mode called Advaita Vedanta, a whole philosophy that comes from India that's very ancient, that says all is one. That's the central idea, the central teaching, the central truth. All is one. There's no division anywhere, no separation anywhere. There's only one thing going on. And that gives voice to what everybody else who isn't part of that tradition or that philosophy seems to also say. It's just that philosophy, which has been worked out over many centuries, is very focused on that one idea and is very articulate about it. But it articulates something that just about everybody seems to say in one way or another. Now, a big category of those who never find, those who keep searching and never get anywhere, is a category of people who look in books and in philosophies and in religions and in traditions, and who kind of approach it, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, we all start there, but who approach it kind of mentally, who approach it philosophically. And they stay in that mode. There's nothing wrong with that mode. Everybody starts in that mode. But you can't find anything if you stay in that mode, because you can't think your way to truth. Even though there's a whole wisdom tradition that's based on the yoga of knowledge. That is the path of thinking your way to truth. Even that path says that doesn't get you there, that just prepares you. That just takes you a goodly ways, and then you have to divert on a different path. Even the knowledge path says knowledge isn't enough. Can't get you the whole 9 yards. It can get you 8 yards, but that last yard will take a different kind of approach. So there are great books out there, we all know. Great teachers, great things have been written, great things have been said. But you can't get it from a book, because a book is in your hands. And if it could come from your hands, you would have gotten it already. So a book can be helpful, a philosophy can be helpful, a teaching can be helpful, but it can't get you there. It can't make you a finder. It can't turn you from a seeker into a finder if you only keep looking in books, if you only keep considering philosophically, if you only enter the spiritual realm conceptually. And there are other approaches. There are many yogas. Yoga is just a word that denotes a system for getting there. Some systems are based on mastering the physical, some are based on mastering the mental, some are based on mastering the heart. Those are the major divisions. But they're all a road that takes you a certain distance. So one